And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will. I'm back.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. I had a really nice vacation. Spent some time with the folks at KUHF in Houston avant le deluge, a while before the floods got there. That was nice. What have you been up to?
Well, we had our national test for the U.S. and Canadian team for the World Puzzle Championship, and the winner was someone who was on the air here on the program at the end of April, Roger Barkin, the student from Harvard who was so good.
Yeah.
He triumphed over hundreds of other contestants, and he'll be on the U.S. team at the World Championship in the Czech Republic this October.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations to him. Okay, now I will admit I have not been working on the challenge that you gave on the radio last week because I heard it and didn't have a clue, so I figured, hey, I'd wait. So why don't you repeat the challenge for everyone?
Well, I said name a profession in 14 letters. The first letter is A, and there is an O somewhere in the word. Drop the O and rearrange the remaining 13 letters to spell the plural of another profession. And as a hint, I said the 13-letter word starts with the letter P, as in Peter. What professions are these?
What professions are they?
Well, in 14 letters, it's astrophysicist. Drop the O and scramble, you get psychiatrists.
I love it. 620 entries, correct ones, to this week's puzzle. And our randomly chosen winner is Diane Adams, and she joins us from, I hope I pronounced this right, Placentia, California?
That's right.
Oh, I got it right. How are you doing, Diane?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where is Placentia?
It's about 20 minutes north of Disneyland.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not far. Do you go often or never?
No.
You've been playing Puzzle a long time?
No.
Really? How long have you been playing?
About 3 weeks.
You're kidding.
You are so lucky, Diane.
I am.
People have been sending in entries for 10 years, and they're screaming at their radios now.
Well, well done. Well, welcome aboard. I bet this was a surprise.
Yes.
Oh, well. All right. You ready to play, you think?
Yes, ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Me too. Well, we'll help each other out. Will, be gentle, be kind. What do you have for us?
All right. Diane and Leanne, whose names differ by only their first letter. Today, in honor of Father's Day, I've brought a game of categories using the word pater, P-A-T-E-R. I'm going to name some categories. For each one, give me an answer beginning with each of the letters P-A-T-E-R. For example, if I said trees, you might say palm, apple, teak, elm, and redwood. Any answers will be fine. And your first category is terms used in baseball.
Pitch.
Terms used in baseball.
Pitch,
yes, excellent. And you don't have to do these in order. You can jump around.
Error.
Run, error.
Yes, good. All right, A and T left.
Third base.
Yes, and A?
American League.
All right, all-star, assist, astroturf, at-bat, lots of things. Here's your second category, holidays and other days that are celebrated.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, good.
Easter,
uh-huh.
Ramadan.
Good. And a P and an A.
Would you accept Purim?
Yes. Passover, President's Day. And how about an A?
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day. Arbor Day, April Fool's Day. That's my favorite, of course. Here's your next one. Countries that used to be communist.
Romania,
good.
Estonia.
Yes.
Albania.
Yes. P and T.
Poland.
Poland, good, and T. They're two T's, and they're both former Soviet republics.
Turkmenistan?
Yeah.
Yes, and Tajikistan was the other. Try this category, terms in geometry.
Angle.
Yes.
Right angle.
Radius?
Okay, radius, yeah,
radius,
that's better.
Better.
PT and E.
Tangent.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
Perimeter,
good. And an E?
Equal.
Does equal work?
QED. What's the QED?
Equivalent?
Think of equal in the terms of a number of
equilateral?
Sides.
There
equilateral,
you go.
Yes.
Well done.
And your last category. Fill in the blank. Fire blank. And it can what goes in the blank can complete a compound word or familiar two-word phrase. Fire blank.
Fire ant?
Fire ant, uh-huh.
Fire truck.
Yes.
Fire engine.
Fire engine, uh-huh. P and R.
Fire retardant.
Fire retardant, excellent. All you need is a P.
Fireproof.
Fireproof.
Yes.
Diane, you did great.
Diane, you're fabulous.
sweating bullets.
You did a great job. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. We'll send a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents, so you can catch up on the mind twisters that have been heard here on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station?
I have two, KCRW in Santa Monica, and I think it's KPCC at Pomona.
Yeah, in Pasadena, absolutely. Diane Adams in Placentia, California. You were great. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Thanks for helping us.
Okay, Diane, take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was fun. All right, I think we need something new to work on.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Janet Bender of Somerset, Pennsylvania. The 13-letter title of what famous literary work begins and ends with the same three letters? And here's a hint. The title consists of two words, three letters and 10 letters, respectively, and the three letters spell a man's nickname, although they're not used as a nickname at either the start or the end of the title. So again, a 13-letter title of a famous literary work begins and ends with the same three letters, 3 and 10. What title is it?
When you have the answer, send it to us on a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you are our winner, because you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. It's fun to be back. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.